Today is my last sermon as the pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Sterling. So I will be preaching predominantly to the members of the First Presbyterian Church of Sterling. But I also believe that what I say is applicable to the people and members and the pastor of the Myersville Presbyterian Church. So I hope it will speak to you as well. And to those who are not a member of either church, I pray that you will find meaning for your life in this sermon. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are the one who strengthens us and who redeems us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. A man went to a church meeting where they had a guest speaker who had the gift of healing. And when he went into work on Monday, his colleague said, "So how was it?" And he replied, "It was absolute rubbish. Even the guy in the wheelchair got up and walked out." You know, we all have things that we need to be healed of. Aches and pains, diseases, leukemia. Scenes like we saw 2 weeks ago in our nation's capital. The threat and fears of the pandemic. We want to be healed as well from the stresses of just our daily lives. And today I want to talk about that wish to be healed in this, my last sermon. In 2004, as a part of my doctoral of ministry project, I led a group of members of this church in a process of developing their faith narrative or their faith story. In the end, each person was encouraged or asked if they wanted to share their faith story with the rest of the group. And it was one of the most powerful moments in the lives of those who were a part of the group as they listened to each other's story. I also had participated in the process and found the process to be very meaningful. And in the development of my story, I realized that the scripture passage that Barbara read for us held much meaning for me and my ministry. We heard the woman's thoughts when she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well. If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." I've always seen the church as a place of wholeness and safety. When I was growing up, it was a place where I felt accepted. No matter what trouble I'd gotten into in the previous week, I was healed of the pain of the bullying of kids at school, or the anger of my dad because of poor grades. I saw the church as a place where I could make a difference and help others. The church was my balm in Gilead in the midst of a difficult childhood. And I believe that is why early on one morning when I was delivering my newspapers on bike, that I had the sudden inspiration to become a minister. I wanted to create a place of healing and wholeness for others as I had found in the church. I saw it as holy work. I came to Sterling 30 years ago, hoping to create that kind of place here, A place where people could come and feel safe and feel whole. I hope I have done that. Not only for Sterling, but also for Myersville as well, in a small way. Yes, we've had our disagreements. We've been angry at times. I pushed you. You pushed me when we did not want to be pushed. However, through it all, we persevered. We created a space for people to feel accepted, even if their ideology or politics was different. We have been, and we are, communities that respect the relationship more than the ideology. And that's what the gospel is all about. Notice that Jesus never questions the belief of the woman to see if she was worthy or if she has the right beliefs. But as we hear Jesus say, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Her faith in Jesus as a person who could help her was enough. She was healed. And we come to church, we participate in church activities such as worship and education and missions such as helping at the food bank or taking food, turkeys and hams to the Market Street Mission. Or back when I first came, we took cakes to the Morrisview Nursing Home. And we do all of this and did all of this not to feel good about ourselves, but more importantly, to touch the hem of Jesus. And doing these things, we are touched by the power of Christ in word and deed. It enables us to find Christ in our midst, in the face of those around us. We do it in our churches, in Sterling and in Myersville, and are empowered because of that to do it in the world as well. It could not happen if our churches were not first and foremost places of healing and respect, which both of our churches have been in the 30 years that I've been pastor in Long Hill Township. And in my first church, where we served for 9 years in Corfu, New York, in Western New York. I thank all of you for your love and your respect, not just for me, but for each other. It helps me believe that my ministry has created what I hope to be a part of. When I first was inspired on that early morning to enter the ministry, this has allowed us to persevere, and we have endured. We have endured difficult times throughout the history of our church. We've endured our boiler cracking and catching on fire, our roofs leaking, loss of members. We've endured a pandemic. We've endured lack of money for our budget. We have endured because we have first and foremost been a church family. And we have tried to live out the gospel as best as we could, always trying to stay close to Christ so that we could touch the hem of Christ, the one who heals us. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my prayer for both churches is that as you continue your journey into the future, that your church, our church, will continue to be places of healing and wholeness, where the stranger can come in and sit down with a sigh and say, Thank God I found this place. Now I can be at peace. And so, may the light of the gospel of Christ shine through each of you as you follow the star of God's love wherever it leads you. May the God of hope and promise and blessing bless each one of you and the Sterling and Myersville Church, now and forever. Amen.